He's seen it all, and he's giving you his advice free of charge. It's a beautiful thing. Now, back to Rosie on the House.
Welcome back, y'all, to Hour 3 of Rosie on the House here every single Saturday morning. The format of the show is at 8 o'clock. We talk landscaping, gardening, anything outside of the home. 9 o'clock hour, we pretty much let the callers dictate what we're going to talk about. You call us about whatever project you're digging up and digging into or contemplating. And at 10 o'clock, we try and bring some specialist in to talk about some special area of the home. Today, we've got Dennis Rodenberg from Thermal Advantage, been a long time member of the Rosie on the House Contractor Referral Directory. If you don't know what that is, you can find it at rosieonthehouse.com for 5 years in a row. It's been voted by Arizona homeowners and ranking Arizona as the number one contractor referral in the entire state. We work hard to make sure it's the safest site in the whole state.
Originated as a radio broadcast 26 years ago. The website, I believe it was 94 that it first came online. We now have a weekly email newsletter. And we're also in a number of papers throughout the state. The Republic, Casa Grande Connection, Green Valley News, Tucson Daily Star.
The Arizona Daily Star.
And Andy has a question on one of those articles that he read in the paper. But there's another platform that you've done TV segments for a number of years. And In fact, it was cracking me up because I, for whatever reason, was on our YouTube channel going through some of the old Good Morning Arizona segments. I don't know how far that dates back because you look younger than I am now in some of those older YouTube videos. Wow.
TV's a scary medium.
It's
early 90s.
Is this
early 90s?
What are you wearing? Is that your LL Bean shirt?
I don't know.
I like it better than your vertical stripes. That was a bad phase in Western design.
That was a bad phase in Western design.
The vertical stripes of the early 90s. That Garth Brooks did nobody any favors with that.
All right.
All right, Andy, welcome to the program.
Talking building science at your home. Good morning.
I saw an article Saturday, May 2nd, in the newspaper that the federal government is looking into. There's been a problem with bad drywall coming from China. The article says Chinese-made drywall used in more than 20,000 houses, mainly in the southern United States, has caused serious problems, headaches, nosebleeds, breathing problems, corroding the pipes in people's houses.
That's all true. So what?
No, if I'm buying drywall to make a house repair, how do I know it's not bad drywall from China?
That's a good question. You could certainly check the brand name. You could certainly ask the supplier. I can tell you that this was several boatloads of drywall that was primarily and almost completely delivered into the Florida market. I don't know that any of it has been uncovered or discovered in Arizona at all, I don't believe.
I thought I remembered that they found one subdivision like around 07 that...
I don't know. Not that I know of. But it isn't something... The problem was discovered. It was formaldehyde used in the glue of the gypsum and the paper. I would certainly like to think that they're not allowing that particular product to be imported right now. But it was a class action suit. It caused a big problem in Florida. So
I misunderstood. I thought you had a question about our article. That was not one of our articles, I don't believe.
That was not one of our articles.
I know we've covered it well in the past. It's been a few years. It's been so long, I actually kind of forgot about it.
Yeah, it's kind of old news. It's several years old.
If you could find a local, and I know they're hard to find, but a local hardware store, Helt Lumber, Miller Wholesale, those guys would be able to, they know a little bit more. You walk into a box store and the guy working there, you know, he doesn't know. I mean, those deals for where that lumber comes from are made five, six positions
great,
up the food
great
chain.
Western Building Supply and stucco. I mean, any of the drywall supply houses would be able to answer that question. So I think that caller just had a grief against China is what he had.
I tell you what,
And as well, in some cases, we should. I agree with that. I'm not criticizing the caller.
If you ever wanted a restoration in American products, You missed an incredible performance Wednesday morning at the National Hardware Show. That was awesome. Their Made in America tribute that started off Wednesday. You just left there feeling like the 4th of July all over again.
It was
awesome.
I thought one thing that was kind of peculiar, and in my heart it was a little bit uncomfortable. There were a lot of foreigners there with their booths and their products.
Hey.
And they were there alone. that end of the hall was empty.
Mom made that same observation. I said, you know what? If this show was in China and they had a China Day, the American distributors would be feeling the same way. I didn't lose any sleep over it.
Let's get back to the topic of insulating. We're talking about insulating older masonry homes with Dennis Rodenberg of Thermal Advantage. Again, he's been a partner of the Rosie on the House contractor family referral directory for a long time. When I get back, I want to talk about some more specifics, including how would a homeowner know what's inside their masonry homes? How would they know what to expect once you do your process? And how do they know if they have a frame home, whether or not they should even possibly consider injecting foam there? All things that I'm hearing advertised very aggressively recently. When we get back, it's Rosie on the House.
Show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.